Gonna throw. Drake picked up the pressure all alone is Zay Jones, and he will prance into the end zone for the touchdown and the victory in overtime for the Raiders. And this celebration.
What a scene last night in Las Vegas. The Raiders upset the Baltimore Ravens, who had Raiders plus 4.5. This guy did. Monday Night Football, easy win. The Death Star, as they're calling it. I saw one guy write a column that they should have called it the Death Star because of something. But, dude, it's Star Wars. Stop it. It's Star Wars. This is interesting to see. Your daily sports podcast about news, narratives, takes, and gambling. I am Nick. Follow me. Don't follow me. Tell people about me. Don't tell me people about me. But thanks for hanging out. Big day today. Two things happened yesterday that were massive, one of which was the Monday Night Football game. To me, like I have a bunch of Lamar takes. I don't think Lamar is it. I really held out hope. To me, there's this weird trend, and we'll talk about that, about quarterbacks that have one really great year and then a couple of years of, wow, what's going on? And not in a bad way, but in a, like, I don't, are you good or are you not good? What's going on? So we'll talk about that. But the big news yesterday came in the world of college football, and I don't know why Haley Steinfeld is popping up on my Twitter feed right now because of the Met Gala, which is clearly incredibly annoying. Everyone yesterday wearing cereal boxes and dressing up like Transformers, that's fine. So USC fired head coach Clay Helton yesterday, and this comes following a loss to Stanford in which the kicker, this is no joke, the kicker was ejected for targeting. Stanford was a heavy underdog, USC a heavy favorite. This was really a poor effort from Clay Helton. So Clay Helton was the head coach at USC. He became the interim head coach, I believe, in 2015, and the Trojans went 4-5, then 10-3, 11-3, 5-7, 8-5, 5-1 in the COVID year, and they're 1-1 this year. 5-6 years, which is, it's about 6 years since he took over as interim head coach. That's a long time at USC. His total record was 46-24. In conference was 36-13. I think that this is one of those cases where USC is holding themselves to a higher standard and like we want to take the next step forward. Be cautious with that. Because just be cautious with that. We've seen this before with Nebraska. I think we're currently seeing it with Tennessee. When you're a program that used to be elite like 5 minutes ago, and now you're kind of trying to force yourself back there, be careful where your expectations are. Be careful. You see programs like Alabama and Oklahoma and Ohio State and Clemson, and you're like, wow, how do they do it every year? Like, we should be able to do that. Yes, you should, theoretically. But if you try to jump to that right now, you'll fall, I promise. So it's a big, it's a huge problem for them. They don't know what to do. Now, there are a couple storylines coming out of this that I find particularly fascinating. The first is all of the USC and the West Coast people kind of not understanding where USC is at as a program. So they haven't been elite in a long time. I know that there was a year, I think with Sam Darnold and maybe Juju Smith-Schuster, that was the year that they beat and had the big comeback win against Penn State in the Rose Bowl, which is one of the greatest Rose Bowls of all time. Just a classic football game. Penn State should have been in the college football playoff. Obviously, they beat Ohio State, but what a great game that was. So they kind of stumbled their way to that, but they really haven't been competitive. Every now and then Notre Dame will have a down year and they'll catch Notre Dame sleeping, but like Notre Dame, that's not really, it's not really a rivalry anymore. It doesn't feel like a rivalry. Notre Dame is on a different tier. They're no longer really competitive as like this powerhouse in the Pac-12. They find themselves in Pac-12 championships and whatnot, but stability in the Pac-12 is in the north. It's with Utah. I think Utah's in the north, right? You got the two Oregon schools, two Washington schools, two NorCal schools, and then no, Utah's in the south of Colorado. Yeah, so the two Utah is the consistent school in the south. They're the one. They're like, well, Utah will win 9 games this year. The USC has a problem. So the delusion. This is an example. I got a Colin Cowherd is not exactly the best example of this, but I'm going to do it anyway. So here are some things that people are, names that are getting kicked around, because USC's like, we're USC. He's like Steve Sarkisian, who, I don't know where he is. Is he at Texas? Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, Urban at Jacksonville, which we'll talk about in a second. And James Franklin, they have significant buyouts. Colin, who is a mouthpiece for Southern California football, USC and otherwise, says, Quote, I'm told SC would prefer not to write these buyout checks. Yeah, well, I would prefer not to write checks either. I'm also told none are interested. All committed to current jobs. Also, Cliff Kingsbury loves his current job. Cliff Kingsbury just annihilated the Tennessee Titans over the weekend. Just annihilated them. And the USC has a big problem on their hands because during this name, image, likeness revolution, they stand to lose the most of any school in the country. I firmly believe the draw to USC in recent years was that this is LA. You'll be famous. Like Reggie Bush, you'll be famous. You'll be invited to stuff. You'll be invited to like movie theater openings and all this stuff. You'll get some, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, improper benefits. But now you're looking at schools like Alabama and Auburn and Oklahoma. We're like, hey, you want to be, it's much better to be a shark in a small pond than it is to be the 30,000th most famous person in LA. And with the internet, who cares? Like back in the day, Matt Leiner, Reggie Bush, those guys, they were famous. They were on ESPN. They were on primetime television. Now, like, anybody could be famous. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, you can be famous. There's no reason to go to USC. If there is a school in the Pac-12 that locks down Southern California recruiting the way that USC did, it's one of those regions where if you lock it down, you'll win a national championship just without really even trying that hard. There are a couple of regions like that. Northeast Texas is like that. Western PA, Eastern Ohio, the Youngstown, Pittsburgh area, that's like that. You want to know why Penn State and Ohio State have traditionally huge programs like Youngstown, Pittsburgh, South Central Florida. You want to, like the Gators. I mean, when the Gators and the Hurricanes and the Seminoles lock down South Central Florida, it's over. There's really no purpose in competing with them. There are a couple places that are like that. The problem is now with the internet, people can go wherever they want. So the delusion in USC is flabbergasting. As an Ole Miss alum, I can tell you, like, why would Lane Kiffin, those people left him at the airport. He's famous. He's in the SEC. He has a great quarterback. Our expectations are low. James Franklin has lit up Penn State. They are back. They're one of these schools that were teetering on the edge of relevancy, like USC, like Nebraska, like Tennessee, and they are back. By the way, Penn State hosting Auburn this weekend, but I hear the SEC never plays true road games like at Lambeau Field or Auburn or Kansas State or any of those places. That's a big narrative of the SEC. I mean, Texas State just went to Colorado. You know, the only real crybaby in the SEC is Alabama. They don't play true road games. So that was a big story. They have a statement. Should I read it? I mean, it was a really long statement. USC loves to hear themselves talk. I informed Clay Helton of his decision to make a change in the leadership of our football program. Clay is a fine human being, industry, blah, blah, blah. Committed upon my arrival, athletic director, blah, 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 blah. This person is going to be a good coach. We believe in him, et cetera, standard, blah, blah, blah. USC. They're close. I mean, they have no idea how close they are to being Nebraska. I mean, once you're gone, you're never coming back. How can you watch what Oregon State did to Ohio State this weekend and think to yourself, you know what? I'm going to go to Southern California. I'm going to go to Compton. And I'm going to live my life this way. All right, couple storylines from the NFL yesterday. The Las Vegas Raiders, they knock off the Baltimore Ravens. This was easy pickings for me. I've been on this crowd thing the whole time. The crowd was absolutely electric. The game was stupid. The mistakes were preposterous. Marlon Humphrey had an interception. Should I try to pull that up? I'll attempt to pull this up. I'm going to give this a couple seconds of effort here just for the people watching on YouTube, because Marlon Humphrey had an interception. And then he just, like, didn't realize he had an interception, so let's watch it. So here's the throw, and then it bounces. He's got it in his hand, he just drops it like it's an incomplete pass. He didn't even realize it. The Raiders thought they walked off. There was a celebration on the field, and they had to pull everyone back because they were short, and then they threw a pick, and then the Ravens, Lamar Jackson fumbled because when Lamar Jackson has to throw, he can't throw very well. Max Crosby, the third-round pick or fourth-round pick out of Eastern Michigan, played really well. First openly gay NFL player, Carl Nassib, had a massive sack. He annihilated the guy trying to block him and Lamar Jackson. It was a great game. It was a stupid game. But crowds playing a role. I don't think Lamar Jackson is a franchise quarterback. That's my take. We'll talk about that on one of our Sunday deep dives ahead of an NFL game as they debate whether or not to pay him a huge contract. 5 quarterbacks taken in the first round back in 2018. Currently, only one has received a massive contract extension, and that's Josh Allen. Couple storylines over the weekend we got to talk about. Washington football team, what a mess you are. Literally, what a mess. So, there was water falling from the stands. So you know how there are multiple decks at a stadium? Yeah, well, one of the decks that's higher than another deck had water cascading over it into the stands. What was that water, I wonder? Well, it turns out it was sewage. Yep, in FedEx Field, there was sewage splatting the faces and the bodies of people watching the game. Disgusting. At MetLife Stadium in New York, there were maggots in the hot dogs. And at Hard Rock Stadium in the University of Miami against Appalachian State, I don't know if you saw it, I don't have the video here, there was a kitty cat. The kitty cat was stuck in between the balconies, and it fell, and everybody's watching this cat struggle, and it's holding on by one claw, and it's struggling, and then it falls. And I don't know that it would kill the cat, but it really would have screwed the cat up. There, because it was 9/11, there were people in the stands with American flags, and they were coordinating to catch this cat in the American flag. They caught the cat. The cat is fine. If you caught that cat's yours. You got to take that cat home with you. Like, that's a rule. Other interesting stuff, the Oregon Ducks left a tiny little rubber ducky in the Ohio State O. Boy, I like that. This Ohio State team is soft. Hilarious. Good job for Oregon. What did Oregon get tough? Like, they're not, like, they're tough now. Like, they're tough. They're usually fast and clever and athletic and stuff. They're tough now. I like that. Florida State had an offensive lineman by the name of, where you at, buddy? I can't find your name. I'm in 10 seconds to find your name. Does anybody know how to write a blog anymore? Jesus. Anyway, he proposed to his girlfriend after losing to Jacksonville State. On the field, like in the background, Jacksonville State is celebrating. Barstool Sports and a bunch of other people making fun of him on Twitter. And like, guys, kind of like it. What a cool moment. Here, let's pull it up. If you're watching on YouTube, there it is. Oh, no, did I freeze? Stop it. Oh, we're back. There it is. Cool. Look. See Florida State celebrating in the background. That guy's proposing to his girlfriend. That's an offensive lineman. I mean, offensive linemen, if nothing else, have their priorities together. You love to see it. All right, we're going to finish up with some thoughts on this Urban Meyer situation. So Jacksonville, I've been on this bet all year. I knew that Jacksonville would suck and that Houston, they have a bunch of professional football players. They're professional football players. They're not good, but they're not bad. Some of them are old. Some of them are young. They're not good, but they don't suck. They're going to win 4 or 5 games this year. The coaches are going to coach hard. They're going to run plays that work. Like, they're going to play basic football. It's honestly going to be kind of refreshing. They have one elite player. That's Laremy Tunsil. And if your only elite player is a left tackle, well, you don't have nothing. I knew that Houston would win, and I forgot to bet it. We'll have a betting review tomorrow as we prepare for Thursday Night Football, college and pro. But Urban Meyer's team looked underprepared. He looked like he was freaking out. Freaking out. He looked like he was having a panic attack. They don't like playing for him. And it wasn't successful against a team that, on paper, you are a little bit more talented than. Not a lot, but enough. Like, this should be a win. That defense is widely considered to be one of the most hilariously bad defenses in the NFL, and the offense is considered not to be a high-scoring offense, and they did both against you. Trevor Lawrence is incredibly talented. Urban Meyer is an absolute dumpster fire. The only coaches, and I mean this so purely, and I've been watching football for a long time just like everybody else, the only coaches that can transition from college to the pros are the coaches that couldn't recruit their way out of problems. Matt Rhule at Baylor can't recruit his way into the college football playoff. He has to scheme his way. He has to develop his way. When you can go out and just get better players, you're not a great football coach. You're a great salesman. Nick Saban thought that he had a better quarterback than Drew Brees. He thought that. That's why he's not in the NFL anymore. He didn't want Drew Brees. Urban Meyer can't recruit his way out of this. He's treating the players like college players. It's not going to work. It works in college, like with Jim Harbaugh, when people got sick of Jim Harbaugh. It works because by the time they're sick of you, they're gone. They graduate. They're adults now. In the pros, they out-earn you. They're better at football. They're better at playing football than you are at coaching it for the most part, because you probably tried to play football at one point and they were better than you. And they are adults. You don't call your... In high school, you call coach coach. In college, you call coach coach. In the pros, if you're a Pittsburgh Steeler, you call Mike Tomlin Mike. You are men who work together. That's the office. You don't call Mike Tomlin coach. He's not your boss. He's your coach. Urban doesn't understand that. But now USC is open, and everybody on Twitter jumping all over the place to say that Urban Meyer is just going to go to USC. I'll tell you what, Herb, I'd do it, man. I call time of death on this thing, because like, it's not going to get better. It isn't. Like, if It's one of those things. The sunk cost fallacy to me ruins people's coaching careers all the time. And I'm going to wrap up pretty quickly. I know that this has just been a really takey show. But the narratives you're going to see are the Urban USC buyout. Steven Spielberg went to USC. Will Ferrell went to USC. That's like a billion dollar endowment. Buy them out. Joe Judge in the New York Giants has a very similar Matt Patricia, Romeo Crennel crap. He's yelling at his players, rah, 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 blah, blah, blah. They suck. Joe, you're not an NFL coach. Urban, you're not an NFL coach. One of those two guys wants to go coach at USC. You call them and say, do you want me? I'm out now. I will figure out the buyout. Go to your agent and say, I will bail on my buyout. This isn't working. It isn't working. But the sunk cost fallacy is going to cause these guys to delay and delay and delay and delay. And how stupid is that? But I'll be honest with you. I really don't care about USC football. In fact, I really enjoy watching them suck. Football, it's one of those things you hear. College football is better when Notre Dame is good. Yeah, college football is better when Notre Dame is good enough. College football is better when Miami is lit. College football is better when Penn State hits hard. College football is not better when USC is good. USC is better when USC is good. But college football doesn't care about USC anymore. Who the hell is Clay Helton? You know, who the hell is Clay Helton? Went 3-2 on my first bets of the weekend. I'm going to start trying to take this a little bit more seriously. I'm in a spreadsheet for gambling. Big week one, bad beat from my end. Arizona, Tennessee. We'll review gambling and discuss all of that in fantasy and much more coming up this week. MLB, I'm going to start to care a little bit more as we round playoffs. There's a dead witching hour zone in August for Major League Baseball because like football's starting and I'm distracted. But as October rolls around, we'll start talking about the Dodgers, start talking about the New York teams, start talking about Philly, start talking about the Chicago White Sox and Lance Lynn. Got a lot of fun sports to discuss as in the NBA, all that drama. NHL's got a bunch of drama going on right now too with the Buffalo Sabres. It's going to be a huge fall, folks. Tell anyone to subscribe, like, rate, review, watch me on YouTube, do whatever you like. I'll be back and better than ever tomorrow morning.